Here we go. For immunity and reward. Driver's ready. Go!
Well, hello everyone and welcome back to Survivors Ready. This is the podcast where Adam and Fatty and Faye and any, and Fatty, you're still muted, we recap Survivor, but we also have at least one personal story from each person every single week. Yes, we do.
We never miss a week.
And I don't know why we're doing that joke, because Joe Batance does not listen to this show. Anyway.
Are we on the stream yet?
We're on the stream. We're recording. Where everything is going.
Hi, Sam in the hinterlands.
Where have you been, Adam?
Well, I've been on a, you know,
Well, first of all, let's say hello to Faye Driver. Hi, Faye.
Hi, Faye.
Thanks. Hi. You can find me at pinkwheelnuts.com.
Adam is
great.
Fresh off the boat.
Mm-hmm. You know,
they didn't get on a boat, and Chris from New Jersey, couldn't be bothered with a boat.
You know, Fresh Off the Boat is a sitcom that Mark and I watch about. It's based
that's
on
not very good, though, is it?
It's based on, well, you know, it's one of those kind of mindless. If you need a
cultural,
like,
thing.
So what we need at the end of the evening.
Wait a minute, is this a personal story?
Well, it just came up
before we
in the course
get into
of
that,
us talking.
Can we just say hello to Sam in the hinterlands, who's joining
Hi,
us in
Sam.
The Pride 48 chat room?
Hi. Thanks. Couldn't help but notice that Richie Rich couldn't be bothered to be with us tonight. So
I tell you what, listeners, you join one week, and then if you ever miss again, Fatty is going to call you
talk
out.
About you. Right.
I mean, don't
talk about
you. It doesn't matter that you know, missed whatever you were doing the week before, but if you're not here this week, he's going to call you out. So,
all right. So you were talking about that horrible show.
Well, I didn't have much to say about that. I was just saying there are certain at the end of the evening, we need light shows before we go to bed. We just need, like, you know, we don't want to watch, like, we don't like to watch dramas, mm-hmm. like where people are dying or things are getting shot or people are having heart attacks, like on Grey's Anatomy or like anything like that. We just want some light, fluffy, you know, kind of laughy
drivel.
Yeah.
So you watch
stuff.
The CBS Evening News. Is that it?
No.
All right.
So Fresh Off the Boat is one of those shows that can be kind of our end of the evening before going to bed.
They're on the drivel list.
Right, exactly. Okay. We were on a cruise, the most magical cruise on Earth.
Oh, my God.
Was it a cruise of a lifetime?
Please, I would like to assign my personal story time to hear about all the children on the cruise and how wonderful it was.
How many children and rascals were there?
Well, actually, I just want to start off by saying, so I've never been on a cruise. This is my first one. And so I don't have a frame of reference. Like I don't have any other cruise lines to compare this to. And yes, Sam, it was a Disney cruise. And they literally do that. Like, that is literally their thing. But I am now a cruise person. I had
you've been
so
converted.
Much fun.
Oh, my God.
I mean, regardless of whether it's – I'm not going to be one of those crazy taffy – I'm talking about you – Disney, you know, everything. I will try other cruise lines. I mean, I'm not going to be like, you know, whatever. But I loved it. Like, the fact that part of traveling that's so annoying is, like, you don't know where you're going. You're having to, like, rent cars or do things like that and go different places. On a cruise, you lay down at night. When you wake up, you're somewhere else the next day. You get off. You have bought excursions or whatever. And then at night, there's something to do every like they have. I mean, even the stupid little game shows that they had for the adults were like really fun. And I really liked the guy who that was doing the hosting of all the game shows. He was really funny.
Are you saying that perhaps he may have been a homosexual?
No, he wasn't homosexual, actually, because he was has a female fiance, we learned over the course. But anyway, the level of service was really good, like cleanliness, the ship was great, the entertainment was great.
Let me ask you this. Did you try the gray stuff? You know, I hear it's delicious.
I don't remember the rest of the lines. There's something that rhymes there that I should say now, but
don't believe me. Ask the dishes.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. So they do. Anyway, this is not going to be a Disney cruise thing, but I don't have a comparison to other cruise lines, but I will just say I had a really good time. Probably other cruise lines, I would also have a really good time, but the level of service was really good. I will say that.
First of all, Sam in the Hinterland says that the presence of a female fiance does not preclude homosexuality. Just saying.
True.
Adam, the most important question, did you buy the liquor package?
No. I mean, because we don't drink a lot. I don't even know if they have a liquor package or not. But we bought.
have a liquor package.
We bought a drink occasionally, but we're not big, huge drinkers.
Did it have an umbrella in it?
Well, of course. No, the one that I got had an ice cube that lit up.
Of course,
and you get to keep the ice cube. It was like a blue drink. But
you got blown by a drink. Okay.
Yeah. So you the dinner services, it's not just a buffet. They have restaurants.
Right.
And they rotate you to different restaurants every night. The thing that I didn't.
And let me guess, Animator's Palette was your favorite.
That one was good. That one was really good. Have you been on Disney Cruise?
No. But the dining room starts off black and white and it paints itself as goes on.
It does. That was really cool. I don't know if I had a favorite. Actually, my favorite dinner was the one that we paid extra for, was Paolo, which is their they have one restaurant and it was super good, except our server was so melodramatic. He would come to the table and be like, "Oh, this dish is just going to open up your palate and get you ready for the next course, the beautiful course that I'm going to bring to you." And every single time he came to the table.
So it was almost like he was suggesting something and then I don't want it now. Okay.
And every single time. Now, it was like they were spying on us, or they had us mic'd or something. Because at one point I said, "You know, the only thing that this is missing is a little balsamic vinegar drizzle." And literally like 30 seconds later, the waiter comes over. He wasn't even saying, he was like all the way across the room. He's like, "Oh, I brought some balsamic vinegar for your whatever." And then I decided, you know, there was a third entree that I really wanted to try, but I felt gluttonous. And then he came over and I was like, "You know, would it be possible? I don't know if this is about, but could we try this other one just to share?" He brought over his pad. And he had literally already written that other entree as a third entree for us. He had already put in the order without me even saying anything. Like, I have no clue how.
Wait a minute. You didn't say that at the table?
No. Like, we didn't
say. You didn't mention that at all?
No. He went through the menu and made his suggestions.
And you took none of them.
And we didn't.
That's the kiss of death.
Yes.
And actually,
kiss of death.
I will say this. The thing that we thought we would try was one of his suggestions. So he might have just added it because we didn't pick his suggestions. So he thought, "I better give him something that I think is good." You know, I don't know. But anyway, it was crazy. But no, we had a really good time. Now, the children, I'll say this. The children were not horrible. And the fact that they have adults only sections, like on the pool deck, you have a pool and hot tubs and all that are just for adults. At night, the bars turn into adults only. So all the game shows, Family Feud, all the 80s trivia, like all the stuff they did, those were all 18 and older only after 9 o'clock. And so they had plenty of, like, if you wanted to, and on their private island, they have a beach that's for 18 and up. So, like, you could get away from the kids.
Now, did you go into the steam room and was there any action?
There was no action because this their steam room is, well, first of all, they have a, on this ship, they have what they call the rainforest, and they've got the three showers, like the cold mist, the lukewarm tropical thing or the whatever, and then they've got a more of a downpour that's really hot, and you alternate between those, and then they've got two steam rooms, one that's an aromatherapy and one that's just the really hot steam, and then they've got the heated beds that you can lay in. That is a co-ed area.
Oh.
So you have to be wearing a bathing suit, and it's Ooh. Women and men.
Now, were there any bulges to see?
I didn't know. I mean, you know, not really.
It's kind of like this week's episode of Survivor's Ready.
Were there any hot daddies?
There were hot daddies for sure. Okay. I mean, but you know, they're wearing, there's no bulges because they're wearing, like, you know, the typical dad, you know, bathing suits.
All right. Let me ask this. How many old people on Rascals were there?
I didn't see any.
You didn't see very many.
I didn't see any. So now I'm trying to decide.
Did you see any fat people on there?
I don't recall anyone that I thought they were grotesque. I'm making up words.
You're super fat and you've grown tusk.
I'm sure I did. Anyway, the shows were fabulous. Like they were Broadway quality, I would say, except for the Disney ones were really good. They had this kind of,
oh my God, one I night couldn't stand it.
One night they had a group that was just a group that they, like a variety sort of act that was supposed to be like a Blue Man Group sort of thing. And that wasn't really we watched it, but it wasn't really our cup of tea. But it was,
speaking,
it was all
right. Did you go to high tea?
They didn't have high tea, or at least not that I know of.
Well, you probably missed it.
So now, and I can say this, when we got off the boat this morning, I was like, oh, I'm really sad that this is ending. Like, I wish I'd have done the 7-day instead of just the 4-day, you know.
But so now, bringing it back around to the show, how did you watch Survivor's Ready?
Oh, I watched Survivor like an hour ago.
Oh, at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did download it on the CBS app, but then I took a book with me and I didn't want to watch it on the plane. I wanted to read my book. And we were back here at like 5:30.
I noticed that you wore your Canada hat on the trip.
I did. I did, yeah.
Oh, you didn't wear the old crooked hat.
Trying to go fit in as a Canadian so people like it better. Of course.
Yep, that's it.
Well, I rotate through hats. The Canada hat is my my current go-to. And then, I love the crooked hat.
So you
hat
didn't wear
as
the
well.
Beret. I mean, seems like the beret would be perfect
Did you have Disney Mickey ears at any time?
Yeah. No, I didn't. Oh. So Faye, are you against the cruise thing, or are you just about to throw up because it's a Disney thing?
I just would. I don't the Disney situation. I'm not opposed to cruising. I think cruising is fine. It's not entirely for me. I have to be in the right frame of mind to enjoy a cruise, and I think they're better if you go with people and not with just your spouse or your, you know, a small group.
You would like an Atlantis cruise.
I would love an Atlantis cruise by myself.
And you would like to go on the same Disney cruise as that Peter G, right?
I guess.
Because he hates everything Disney.
Oh, yeah. So that's correct. Okay.
It wasn't. Look, I'm not a Disney fanboy. I am not Taylor and Taffy. I've never cruised before. I had a really good experience. I agree with them that the level of service was really good. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe it's even better on other ships. I don't know because I have no frame of reference, but it was super good service. Like everyone treated us really well.
Well, let's just say an Atlantis cruise, the service is
comes in different forms.
Different. Right.
But now
perhaps serviced.
Now I think, oh, and their private island is really good. And it was our favorite of the three stops, but now we want to go to Alaska, and we thought about going to Alaska this summer, and now I'm wondering, maybe we should do an Alaskan cruise. because that'll get us to multiple stops.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
We'll see glaciers, and but we could do Norwegian, or we could do Royal Caribbean, or something like that. It wouldn't have to be because the Disney Alaska cruise is super expensive too. And our friends at our dining table suggested that Disney might be a little too expensive, and that they were taking an Alaskan cruise this summer, and they were going with a different cruise line. So,
And by your friends, you mean the people that you were assigned to the table with.
The two straight couples that tolerated the gay couple for four nights.
And they went, oh,
they,
great.
They probably talked about
us. We got the
us.
Bobo honkers.
They, one of them were good Catholics with their children in Catholic school. The other one were, you know, good Baptists or whatever with their. So I'm sure they just talked
and
about
it. And the night y'all went to Palo.
Right. They had a, I'm sure.
They were like, oh, thank God they're not.
Thank God the homos aren't. They were nice to our face.
They're probably in the room honking the bobo.
I thought, you know, interestingly,
he's probably like, "Honey, let's try it like the gays do. Let me stick it in your bing bang."
Two things.
By the way, did your bing bang get burnt? Okay.
No. Two things that are interesting and slightly unrelated relating to those couples. The first thing is that I just forgot, so I'll move on to the second thing, and hopefully I'll remember the first thing. Oh, the first thing was they both had children of the age that would enjoy Disney cruises, but they both decided to go on Disney cruise without their children.
Horrible parents.
And the second thing was one of the men who was kind of a dilf, I mean, he was a hot guy, the last day I went into there was a little sauna in the men's changing area that I hadn't gone in like the whole time. And then I go in at the last, Mark had gone up to do Instagram because we had a signal because we were at port. And so he's like, I'm going to go to the room and like post some Instagram photos. And I go into the steam room. There's Dilf who's sitting at our table, butt naked, sitting in the sauna. I mean, he had his towel wrapped around him and everything, but anyway. I was like, oh, now
was there any bulge to report?
Now I see you naked as well. I just saw like one ball, you know, because he had his towel slightly open. There was just like one ball hanging there. But
that was kind of hot.
Anyway, Survivor. So I'm back. I survived, and I was on several islands. So that's very Survivor themed.
Okay, yes.
We didn't sink.
You'll know, then you'll be able to speak from experience about X.
Sam in the Hinterlands, did you go back and listen to the episode after it was posted? Because Adam went back through the last episode and he added the echo effect every time I said, the edge of extinction.
I'm not doing it this time, so you can just, although I did figure out how to do it on my mixer,
but requires you unplugged everything.
No,
and
it requires a software update to my mixer.
Oh, of course it does.
So I haven't had time to do that.
Is that a hand mixer or a stand mixer?
It's an audio mixer.
All right. So we start the show with night number 8. Where Chris the Bulge goes off to Extinction Island, the edge of extinction.
I believe you mean the edge of extinction.
You know, and I want to say they did try to show some bulge with him when he was fishing, and they tried to like get the camera up, but it wasn't, I mean, it just wasn't a full on,
there was some swimming bulge. There was some swimming shots under the water. Yeah. I mean, there were probably
six or eight
bulges in this episode, but they were quick.
I wanted him to win just for the bulge. I mean, to be honest, I would have liked to see the bulge.
I wanted the bulge
to go all the way to the end.
Did you see
Maybe
him walking out of the water with his two little tiny teeny fish, and he had all his gear, and he was walking all manly man with his six pack and his chest? And
so when he first got there, Mama, what's her name? I'm going to say Mama Lohan, Mama Reem, and Keith weren't having any of it. They were like, we aren't going to be nice to you. You voted us out. blah blah blah. You know,
those tropical fish from the aquarium store up, and oh, we got supper. Those were the tiniest fish, and you would have thought that he had caught whales.
Yeah, and they had to share. Like, they didn't even get a fish each, so someone had to eat the tail on that sucker. I don't know.
And that was later as well, but that was like the next day or something. He decided, you know, they're all against me. I'm going to try to help them and take care of them is kind of what he said, you know, and maybe if I take care of them and, you know, I'll get in on their good graces. And then, like you said, it looked like a little Finding Nemo fish or something. I mean, it wasn't orange, but I mean, they were about the size of like, I don't know.
His
minnows.
Bulge was bigger than the two of them put together.
Oh, well, sure, for sure, yeah.
Well, I know what I could feed off of. Okay, so the three people meet on the island, and they're all complaining about, oh, you think you feel betrayed? Well, I feel betrayed too, you know, so that's all going on. And then we go to...
Now, Sam in the Hinterlands brings up a good point that the edge of extinction has a scuba mask and gear.
Right.
So
there is a lot of equipment showing up. I can only assume that it's their pack that they take out with them when they get the boot. But, you know, because they have...
Well, who takes a spear? Who takes a spear to tribal soul?
Right. All right. Point.
So anyway, go ahead.
I know how they need to spice up Edge of Extinction. That should turn into Naked and Afraid. So like,
yeah. I was just watching. That's the one where they go. They go and they have to go live for 21 days or whatever.
Yeah, and they're completely naked.
Yeah,
and
the guy that was on
only their survival skills.
Well, the guy that was on it, he was pretty hot. So anyway,
but he's all blurred out.
Well, his butt wasn't.
Okay. All right, back to the Edge of Extinction. All right, day 9. People, I don't know. I guess everybody hates Wendy at the. Whatever, the blue group.
Well, yeah, because they start out by she apparently put the flint back.
Yeah.
But right. they all knew. Like they all knew it was her. And she was all like talking to the camera and being like, "Oh, I put the flint back." You know, and then you've got Kelly, what's her name over there saying, "Who does that? She's a crazy person, blah blah blah," you know, all this kind of stuff. And they're all having a chat and they're like, "Well, we know who our next easy vote is if we lose again."
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Girl, and that is that right there when they start saying things like that, that's an immediate red flag that she's not going to be voted out.
Okay. Right. And the reason she doesn't get voted out is they go to whatever, they go to the big meeting, I guess assuming they're going to have a competition, and they have to take off their
buffs.
And they're split up into new teams. Now, this didn't, I mean, it worked out well for some people.
It was the most uneventful.
Well, not only that, but the chameleons or whatever they're called.
Yeah. Yellow team.
They got a pretty good end of the stick there because they, well, anyway, tell us how it split up. Faye.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, let's talk about Kama. They basically stayed the same. They didn't lose anybody, I don't think. It ended up being Hot Joe, Aurora. Ooh, I can't place who that is. Is it Aurora or? Yeah. The Ron, Julia, the black lady, and college girl Lauren, who got sick. So that's
she was vomiting, I believe.
Because she hadn't eaten. How can you vomit? Anyway.
Faye, you've had the dry heaves before.
I suppose that's true.
I know your dog has.
Wait, now the one that was No, the one that was vomiting is not on the yellow team. She's on the blue team.
Okay.
And she moved to the green team. Lauren is the one who was vomiting, and she...
Oh, you're right.
She moved to the... She was on the blue team, the Manu. She was, whatever. She was on that team, and she moved to the green team.
But, right. Kama.
No, it's Lessa or Lesser or something like that. Lessu.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Lessu is green. Okay. All right. Oh, so the green team.
Sam
is
wrong in the chat room then.
New Camus is.
Oh, Wendy, New Camus.
Wendy, Eric, Aubrey, Gavin, and Victoria. Pippi Longstocking. C is correct.
Okay.
That's Manu. No, not Camus.
That's Manu.
Manu. Okay, so the new... Okay, so let's just talk about Manu, the blue team, because previously that was all of these, you know, the Manu blue team has been the team that's been performing so badly. They get kicked, they lose every week the immunity, and somebody gets kicked off, and it's all the Manu team is all on the exile island there. So blue team ends up staying as Wendy, who everybody hates. And then these people we just mentioned, Aubrey and Victoria, Gavin and Eric. And, so all these people get to go to a nice, tribe base that's all set up with chickens and everything. And I mean, they get everything they need, right?
Right.
Except they have to deal with Wendy and then,
which is more than they need.
Right. Okay. And then the people who really get screwed over because they end up having to build a new base tribe is this new green team, Lessu.
And it's the old Manu minus Wendy.
Exactly. Kelly Wentworth, David, another returner, Warthog, Rick the newscaster, and Lauren throwing up in the bushes.
Right.
Is that correct? Yeah.
Right. By the way, Eric is the new hottie now that what's his name is gone?
Chris.
Wait, which one is Eric?
He's the only good-looking one left. Well, Gavin is good, too.
I thought Gavin was good-looking. Who?
He is.
Gavin is the young guy.
Eric is a firefighter.
Yeah, who's a little bit gay.
Oh, well, if anybody knows anything about gay firefighters, it's going to be the Faye Driver.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know who Eric is, but he seems kind of like a jerk, though.
Okay.
So. I just don't think we haven't met him properly. I don't think know him as well. Not.
Well, he was the one that was bitching about the chickens.
He wanted to eat the chicken.
Well, so yeah, they get... Well, so that's the thing. They get back. So Jeff divides them up. We think we're going to have a reward challenge or something. Nope, that's it. They only went over there to drop their buffs and meet their new team. And then they go back, and the new Manu team... Wendy gives them a little, tour of their part of the island.
And then starts dissing everybody on her team about how horrible they all are.
Yeah,
right.
She just opens up her heart about everybody and tells everyone about all the weaknesses of all these other people.
Well, interestingly, though, Aubrey is loving it. And she's like, I think I can work with this Wendy chick. She's a little crazy, but... She's got some good intel and, whatever. So Aubrey's kind of liking Wendy.
Right.
And then they start talking about the chicken. Well, they start talking about the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric says, we need to celebrate. Let's kill one of the chickens. And Wendy's like, they're going to lay eggs soon, I believe is what she says. And he says, he goes over. I think he actually goes over to the chickens or starts talking to the chickens and saying, "You guys better hope you lay some eggs soon, otherwise, we're gonna be having some chicken." And then they have this whole discussion about, "Do you know how to kill a chicken?" And he's like, "I think you just chop off its head." And anyway, Wendy just starts making these horrible faces, like, "Oh no, I thought my new team was cool." And now, 5 minutes in, and they're already talking about killing the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we have all that.
Yep. Okay, so... all right, so after we meet all these new teams, they all kind of get established in their new places. The green team has to rebuild a camp. Then whatever, get food, and they don't have any chickens.
And Lauren's throwing up.
Right. Oh, I don't want to eat anything. Which ultimately is going to get her kicked off, I think. But anyway, we'll see. All right. So we come back from commercial. Ron is down there with Joe, I guess. So Joe and Ron they're on a new team, the new comma team, yellow.
And Ron's the gay guy who made up the dance, right?
Right.
The comma dance or whatever.
Now, he's pretty devious, this guy, because we find out that Ron had asked one of the girls, Julia, to search Joe's bag to see if he had
Yes.
That's pretty cagey. I don't know about that.
Yeah, so apparently
Joe with the well for a while.
So apparently he's telling Joe that he's 100% with Joe. He can trust him. Like, they're having this big conversation, and Joe's like, you know, I feel like we can really work together. And he's, you know, agreeing with everything he says. And then they go to a one-on-one with the camera, and where he's like, or where Ron's like, you know, I was saying all that to Joe, but I was just trying to keep him there long enough so that she could go through his bag. Because we want to know if he has an immunity idol.
Let me just say, I want to go through Joe's bag.
So, yeah. So, and, you know, I'm not surprised, because I figured, you know, those returnees would be the first ones to go. And I'm surprised they're still around, you know.
So are they.
So, you know, David and Kelly Wentworth, who were on the old Manu, are still there, even though they've had three evictions up to this point.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And David's name's never even come up.
No. No, it hasn't. So, you know, I'm surprised. But anyway, so, of course, you know, they're trying, or Joe is trying to get in on the good side with the other ones. But I feel like if that team ever loses, which is unlikely with Joe on it, apparently, because Joe's the big competition beast. But if they do lose, I think he might be the first one. If he doesn't have an idol.
When they merge.
Yeah.
Okay. So, during this period of time, Wendy releases the chickens in the middle of the night.
I mean, the chickens just kind of don't want to go. They just kind of hang around. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? We're quite happy here.
The chickens were literally, they were literally asleep. Like, the chickens, they were not, I mean, I'm not even kidding. They were sleeping. She has to pick them up.
Weren't having it.
She's poking them, trying to wake them up. She's like, wake up, little chickens. She finally has to physically pick them up and take them out because they're asleep. And she's like, oh, I know it's cold, but it's better for you to be cold than for you to be stir fry tomorrow morning, or fried rice or whatever she said. And she's trying to shoo them. I don't know how far away she went.
Well, they don't go anywhere because they're talking. They're later talking to what's his name, Eric, in his one-on-one, and all of a sudden we hear buck, 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 and he goes, are you kidding me? Really? You know.
And they knew. Well, I mean, I guess it's obvious, but I think she was trying to do it sneakily. But as the next day, the entire tribe was like, oh, we know Wendy did this. You know, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was no doubt in their mind. They were like, okay, she's getting voted out next, apparently. Yeah. You know? I mean, at least that's what Eric's saying.
Tippi Longstocking said, why would she would choose to be evicted over eating a chicken?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's all out there. We also saw during this period, we saw the edge of extinction.
The what? The edge of extinction.
Okay. A site where it was raining for two full days, and everyone was pissed off because they were all kicked off the island, so to speak. Anyway, and that's when Chris caught a fish. We've talked about that already. So it's day 10. Everyone's talking about Wendy leaving the chickens, letting the chickens go. So they're all pissed off about that. And then we go to the immunity challenge. And the game is, you have to hike your ass over two A-frames, carrying a rope. You have to pull.
And it's pouring rain.
It is raining, yes. And Sam in the Hinterlands made a very astute observation about that. We'll talk about that in a minute. That you have a rope. They all have a series of ropes. They have to pull a cart with the rope. In the cart are some puzzle pieces. They have to solve the puzzle. The first two people to solve puzzles, two groups to solve puzzles, win immunity. The third one gets to kick somebody off.
Right.
So, once again, the team, what is it? The Manu team?
The green team now.
It was the green team who were so
they're
useless
Lesu.
At this.
They're Lesu. Now Lesu. Yeah. So the new Manu tribe just has Wendy and then the yellow folks, the Kama folks. The green is all Manu people, but they're now Lesu. And I think that makes so much sense because I'm thinking of lesser or less.
Yeah. Well,
they're called Lesu. So I think that really fits.
Didn't they even say something like that?
I don't know. I didn't hear it.
At tribal council or something?
Right. I didn't hear it, but maybe. Perhaps they did.
Well, okay. Apparently Sam's cynical son thought the same thing as me, because he thought Lesu was an on-purpose slam at Lesser.
It was a random draw. So...
But the name, why would they give him that name? I mean, it's so obvious.
Did you notice... When he handed out the buffs, he had two trays.
Yes.
Why?
Speak it. Preach it.
Well, because he would, I watched and he handed one tray to some people and he would switch and hand the other tray to other people. Right. So, and I don't know if it was men versus women or like if he had it particular got people he wanted to, but he had two trays. And so I thought that's kind of suspicious, because if you wanted it to be truly random, wouldn't you just have it in a bucket or a bowl or like just one tray, you know, or whatever? What's the purpose of having the two trays? I thought that was interesting.
Hmm. Okay.
I didn't really think about it.
Well, you should.
All right.
Think.
I don't.
You need to be more devious, Big Daddy.
I'm Lesu of a person for not thinking of that.
So we go through this immunity challenge, and so the weaklings are having a horrible time. We saw the feet shoes that some of them were wearing, those shoes with the little toes.
I don't know if I hate those or Crocs more.
Well,
I hate the toe shoes worse.
Do you have a pair of what? Toe shoes?
The toe shoes.
Oh, they're so hideous. Toe shoes are so hideous.
Well, but they have a purpose. They're great for doing exactly what they're doing. Walking around on the beach, going into the water. I love my toe shoes.
Do you?
I call them feet shoes.
Do you eat tofu with your toe shoes on?
I have not yet, as of yet.
Okay. Well, you're a Lesu of a man for it.
Do you mean like tofu, like the food that grows between your toes?
Yes, the tofu.
Okay, yeah.
Mandog, warthog has some of those. I don't know. I got nothing.
Mandog. All right, so anyway, everyone works through this puzzle. Some of them did better than others. They had some of those strong, big men who were able to get up and over those A-frames a little easier. And everyone was working as a team. They were
everybody struggled. Even the strong, big men struggled on it from time to time. It was tough, mainly because it was raining.
Right.
So.
And they were building human body ladders.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, whatever. People
I thought that was kind of hot.
Smart. Yeah, it was all right. Imagine crawling up Joe's body.
Who doesn't want to crawl up Joe?
Exactly.
I would want Joe to crawl up me, but I want to be laying I want my face to be forward so that when his crotch kind of rubs against my face.
Mm-hmm.
That
you can. Slip that big tongue out. Okay, well, so anyway, I guess the yellow team was first. Blue team was second, and then the hopeless green team, the lesser team, was the last. So
I wonder how long that puzzle took, because that looked like a difficult puzzle to me. Maybe it wasn't.
Why wouldn't they have lined it up on the ground before putting it into the
Well, maybe that was one of the things that they were told they couldn't do that or something.
Secret rules, all these secret rules.
Mark always says that. He did turn to me tonight and say, I would have done that on the ground first and then put it in the but the design was very intricate Japanese dragon looking things.
Yeah.
And the slats were very small, so you had a lot of slats that you had to fit in. But I don't know how long it took, but it seemed like it would have taken a long time.
It did look harder than most puzzles.
So just a few comments from the chat room. Sam in Hinterland says, he asked if the feet shoes feel good. They do feel kind of good, but you have to be careful because my toenails can get caught. Like if I'm kneeling, you know, when you kneel on the ground and you curl your toes up when you're kneeling on the ground, then that's when the toenails can get caught in them, kind of strange. And I don't like to go into water and then come out of the water and wear them for a long time because they hold a lot of water inside of them. So if I'm coming out of the water, I'm more likely to remove them from my feet. But I love them in the summertime because I can walk around in my house and then go out to the yard wearing my feet shoes and not have to be flipping shoes on and off or flip-flops and stuff like that. So I like them for that. And they're great for driving, I have to say. Heel and toe with the feet shoes on, absolutely love it. So, yes, for long trips, I like my feet shoes for driving. Except to make your feet stink.
I like to wear feet shoes when I'm on a Disney cruise.
Well, there you go.
No, not really.
Did you wear them on the
Disney cruise? I do not own any feet shoes.
Okay.
He's horrified by them.
They're gross looking to me for some reason.
Now, do they look human or do you have some that look like monsters or something?
They're just gray. They're gray and blue.
They look like gloves for feet.
Yeah, they're awesome. I can get them for you, but before I step out of video frame to get them, a question from Sam in the Hinterlands. Do we think that the producers picked this challenge because it would be raining?
I don't think so, because I think they know what the weather is going to be.
Yeah, the possibility of rain is always
because they're on an island. It could rain at any moment, and they have to. I'm sure it takes time to set those challenges up. So, you know, if they have a challenge every 2 to 3... Oh,
we're seeing the Frankenstein feet shoes. That's just lovely. Maybe you could use that as show art, Adam.
Nope.
So.
I can't because I just can't. I forgot what I was saying. Dang it. It doesn't matter. But I think it takes them a while to set those up. So I don't think at the last minute they could just be like, oh, it's raining. Set up the one with the ramps, you know. Because I think it must take hours, possibly days for them to set up some of those complicated ones.
No, they set it up and then they test it and all this kind of stuff.
They also have to do the shots with the body doubles. Because we know they have body doubles for each contestant, and all those cutaway shots that you see, those are like where they don't show their face. Those are the body doubles. So they have to do those shots. And
so if we could find out who Chris's body double is,
maybe that's the one with the big schlong. Maybe it's the body double. You don't know.
I wonder. Well, you never know. So,
all right. But you have to wonder though. I mean, do they choose the underwear or what they're going to be wearing based on? Did you think they looked at him and went, you know, he's got a really appealing package. We're going to make sure he's wearing tight boxer briefs all the time. You know,
if only Evan Ayers was here.
I mean, they must.
But if you look at David's underwear shorts, like those this week, those shorts were so dirty and gross and flat and limp? Like, has he not been into the water? Can we not get them washed off? Well,
he soiled himself.
Well, they do look disgusting.
He heard it was shark week.
But they kind of fit his character, right? Because he's kind of the losery, kind of, you know, wimpy, whatever. So I think, you know, they may also have a sort of thing where maybe if you're what you're wearing kind of lines up with your character.
So if you were in this situation, what underwear would you want to be wearing for Survivor?
I wouldn't want to be wearing anything tight, I don't think, because I don't know. It depends on what shape I'm in before I go on Survivor. Like, if I'm in really good shape
today,
fresh off a
cruise,
fresh off a Disney cruise, and you're going to Survivor.
You've been pulled for Survivor. What is in your suitcase that you can throw on to wear for the next 7 weeks?
Burka.
I don't know. I mean, I probably just would wear one of those dad swimsuits, like I was talking about from the cruise.
I would have to wear a caftan.
Like, I don't know. Dear. What would you wear, Faye?
I'd wear some boxer briefs.
I don't wear boxer briefs. I wear
feet shoes.
I wear bikini.
Oh, yeah.
I wear bikini briefs or.
I don't wear underpants.
Or.
Oh, yeah, you'd be.
Sometimes I wear a thong or a jock or something like that. I don't wear just plain underwear. So.
All right.
Well, there you have it.
Sam in the hinterland says that he would wear cotton.
She.
I'm sorry, Sam.
Oh.
I knew Sam was a girl. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Sam.
You're just drunk.
Okay. So anyway, after the game, everyone goes dejectedly back to camp. We see the people, the new green Lesu team, talking about who are we going to kick out because they all love each other so much. I can't imagine having to vote somebody out.
So vomitrous.
Vomitrous? Well, they do say they love each other, but they did have the conversations, right? So you had the, you know, Kelly was having a conversation with Lauren and saying, we got to stick together, girl. You know, the two girls, whatever. We need to get out Rick because he's very charismatic and, you know, he's a weatherman or whatever he is, an anchorman. And when we have the merge, he's going to be very charismatic and probably be able to, like, get a bunch of people on his side. And then they talk to Warthog or whatever you guys are calling him and try to get him in. He ends up being the swing vote because they talk to him. And then Rick and David have kind of an alliance going on. And they're like, you know, we really need to get rid of Lauren because she's been throwing up and not eating for 3 days. And eventually that's going to make her weak. And we're already losing challenges. So we want to get rid of the weakest one, not a stronger player. And since we love everyone, this makes the most sense. You know, is what they were saying.
What do you think the possibility is if you were in this position where you had like these two people, two groups, and you knew there was a pair and that this one person was the swing vote, such as Warthog, what do you think the chances are that you could go to the other side and say, you know, I think Warthog's going to be the swing vote. What do you say we just vote him out instead? And then do you think that's possible?
No, I don't. Because Kelly Wentworth has been with Warthog the whole time, so she immediately thought she had his vote.
Well,
she doesn't consider him a swing vote.
Well, in this situation, I don't think that would have happened. But
made up.
I don't know. They always say there's somebody in the middle. I mean, it is true that. Well, at least it appeared that Kelly and Lauren had a conversation and Rick and David had a conversation.
Correct.
And then
Warthog
separately.
That was production.
Okay, well, maybe it was production, but I think it could. I mean, I think there are times when there is a swing vote. I think there are, maybe this one
there
wasn't,
are,
but I
think
there
think
are
this
times.
Was one of them.
And I think it could happen, but you know what I was surprised about though? Again, keeping the veterans, I didn't understand why the new guys, Rick and Warthog and Lauren, didn't kind of get together and say, hey, we should, since we all love each other, we need to take our chance. We need to take our opportunity to get out a returnee because they're strong and we want a chance to win the game. So we love everybody, but hey, we have three. They only have two. They're not working together.
Well, except Warthog isn't going to go after Kelly because he's formed an alliance with her. So,
well, I'm just saying, we didn't see them talking. I mean, again, the new people are not even talking about getting rid of the old or the returnees.
Well, right. So,
Sam in the Hinterland says Rick, Lauren, and Warthog don't work together at all.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay. That happens, and they love each other.
I thought that maybe they should have voted out.
Well,
if it was me, I'd be pushing for Warthog out.
I would too.
Okay, but we go to.
They're going to lose anyway, so I mean.
Okay. So we go to the tribal. They have a big chat about how much they all love each other.
This was the absolute. It was worse than going to the El Dentisto. I mean, it was. I was so sick of the love in.
Well, you don't like anything emotional or lovey dovey. That's just not your cup of tea.
Did you have a little cry, Big Fatty?
No.
Oh, okay.
Awful.
Well.
Bye, Rick.
They all talked lovingly about each other, and then they kicked off Rick.
Right.
Which was too. I mean, he had some great jokes too. He's a very funny man. He did that little spiel at the front end. I'm tonight from the, his newscaster spiel, and that was very good. He did that.
I thought that was the only good thing about that.
All right. So. Well, Rick gets the boot. We don't see exactly who votes for who, but I think we can figure it out.
Oh, well, we knew. David and Rick voted for Lauren. And Kelly and Warthog and Lauren voted for Rick.
Right. So that means that David is going to be on thin ice now. He's got to go sucking up to everybody. And we see him.
He did choose to go to the Edge of Extinction.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Wait a minute. He chose to go to what?
The Edge.
Of Extinction.
Yeah. And immediately we hear the folks on Edge of Extinction just.
Oh, gross.
Oh, God. And I just, I think that as long as this Manu tribe keeps losing, every person that goes to Edge of Extinction.
Manu is just moving to a new tribe location called Edge of Extinction.
It's going to be Lesu right now. But I'm saying each person that gets voted off that tribe, everyone that's on Edge of Extinction is going to hate them because they're the ones that voted the previous person off.
Right.
So each person that ends up on Edge of Extinction is like the whipping boy for a couple of days until the next person. They're like, you voted us off, And anyway, it's just unless we switch it up.
Until you catch a fish.
Well, right. If you catch a fish.
You catch a tropical fish.
Then you're okay.
Father, redeem us.
With your big spear.
But you don't know. I mean, if it was me, I would definitely take the next last gasp and go for, you don't know what's out there. And then you go and you end up seeing all these fuckers again.
And you get there and it's like, there's nothing to do. That's the worst part. I mean, at least, in the other camps, they go and have competitions and all. So they're not totally bored out of their fucking gourd.
Mm-hmm. Well, Fatty. You should know about this. It's just like retirement.
It's very much retirement. They get up and they do their nipple walks and then they take a nap.
You have to have a routine. If you get in a routine, then you're not bored. You have your nipple walk in the morning and then your nipple walk or whatever you call it in the afternoon.
Right.
You fit a nap in there. You have some lunch. You know, well, they don't have much lunch, but
you have a tropical fish.
So they walk around the island in the morning. They walk around in the afternoon. You know, at some point they have a little sunbathing. They go for a swim. You know, get into a little routine.
A gentleman caller comes by. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah,
it's the rice walk.
Oh yeah, they do have a rice walk. Yeah,
right.
True.
All right. Well, that's the end of that episode. So.
And next time on Survivor. I don't remember what the next time on Survivor was.
Well, there's some hullabaloo.
Something happens at the edge of extinction.
Yeah, something happens there, and I don't remember if there was any tribe.
I don't remember.
I don't think they really...
This was not one of the better episodes.
This one was not. No, it's another kind of a dull episode.
This was from if you this compares to the let's look back on this season of Big Brother episode. There really wasn't anything. Mm-hmm. You know,
and we did lose a good player though. I was sad to see Rick go.
Yeah, I was too. But now,
I've been sad the last 2 weeks.
Somebody's going to come back. So
yeah, that's true. Well, I have to, I want Mr. Crotch to come back because I just do.
Because you
That's
like
one of my favorite
crotch.
Parts of the show, and that was a really good one, and it just made me sad, that's all.
Will we still have Gavin?
I'll move on, but it's going to take a while.
Gavin is being underrepresented because his team is not losing anything. So as soon as we get rid of these losers, then they're going to have to turn their cameras to something else, and hopefully it'll be Gavin.
Now, I tell you what I would choose. I would, back to what underwear or swimsuit would I wear. I was reading an article today about how gray sweatpants really accentuate the male package.
Right.
And so I think I would pick something in a light gray to try to, accentuate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You want to make a good showing to the millions of people watching.
There are gay podcasts out there talking about Survivor. I don't want to be the one that are like, oh, there's nothing there. It's just flat. You know, and I'm more of a grower than a shower anyway. So I think I'd constantly having to be go behind a tree and fluffing myself before I got on camera.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm pretty sure, like, they're running out of ideas. I'm sure the next Survivor is going to be podcasters.
Right.
Podcasters of America.
Right. And it'll when they get voted off, Adam they Carolla. Come on Survivors first.
All right. Well, that's all we got for you this episode.
That's it.
All right.
What you got going on this week?
Me? I'm going to work. And you can find out more. Listen to my next episode, which hasn't been recorded yet, at pinkwheelnuts.com.
That's fabulous. And it's Shark Week over in the Big Fatty Online. So maybe you could call in a shark
right now to get ready for it.
Well, I'll say this. I've had several requests by my loyal listeners to have another episode of Geeky Gay. So I plan tomorrow, because I took tomorrow off, to record at least one episode. So if you
tell
listen,
us about your Disney cruise?
Maybe. So if you listen to Geeky Gay, be watching out for that episode, because hopefully it's going to it's going to be in your ears soon.
And let Sam in the Hinterlands, thanks for joining us this week. And we will be back next week.
All right, everybody, have a good week. Go to SurvivorsReadyPodcast.com to find more, to subscribe. And you can go to Pride48.com to find many, many more LGBT and GLBT and all that podcasts. See you next week.
Bye!
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at Pride48.com.
Y'all are unmuted.
Did you hit the record button, by the way?
Why are you asking that? When have I ever forgotten?
I don't know.